Des Moines' favorite morning show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Back to the show on Star 102.5.
All right, so Kurt's question. One of his friends had somebody stop by their garbage or their go by their house.
Mm-hmm.
Just finished an apple, right?
Yes. And threw something into the garbage that was already curbside, going to be picked up later or the following day. So it wasn't as if he was going to do anything more with the garbage. He's a little perturbed by that. A little,
get away from my garbage.
That's my garbage. But then he thought also, well, it's garbage. Garbage is going to garbage.
So where do you come down on this? We got all kinds of scenarios going. You know,
we do.
It's one thing if it's one piece of food. It's another thing if it's dog poop.
Where is the garbage can? Did you have to come up my driveway to get access to the garbage can?
Do not.
Or is it at the end of the, you know, as you had mentioned, you know, garbage is coming and it's already down there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Mary, what do you think?
I think it depends on how much time you're spending in that garbage can. If you're just walking by and you just lift the lid and toss something in, that's totally fine. But if you're spending time rummaging through the garbage can, that's an issue. And the dog poop is a definite no. You don't. That's really bad manners.
Okay. All right. So,
So no rummaging.
No dog poop.
And the dog poop is a hard no.
All right. If you got a if you just got a quick something to toss in, that's okay. But keep on moving.
That's
don't even stop.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. I have
no problem. Walk by.
Yeah, that's a good rule. I like that, Mary. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Have a good
one. Yeah, no problem.
Bye.
All right.
Sammy, hi.
Hi.
All right, what do you think, Sammy?
I think if it's like organic waste, I think that's okay to put in someone's garbage if you're walking by. But if it's like other trash, you can carry it home. I mean, I personally carried my own dog's turd around for a few blocks. So.
I have too. Many blocks. Many blocks of carrying around the bag of dog poop.
Right.
No. Yeah. So if I can do it, if Sammy can do it, then the rest of you can do it too.
That's right. Okay. Yeah,
right. Fair enough. But paper or not, that goes in the recycling anyway.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, get the right can.
All right, Sammy. Have a good day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
I believe Jamie has some facts for us. All right, Jamie, what do you say?
Well, in my past experience, I think it's against the law to put your trash or trash in somebody else's dumpster. Now, I don't know how far that goes, you know, like your conversation of picking up trash along the way or whether it's a cup or apple core or whatever, but it is illegal to put stuff in other people's dumpsters.
So you're saying we should fire a warning shot?
I'm not quite sure. That's my experience or my past is that's what we know here, that it is illegal.
All right.
So. Okay.
I'm liking this more and more.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Jamie.
Yes,
take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.
It's always good to hear from Mal, the sports gal. Mal, how you doing? Good morning.
Oh, I'm doing good. Just driving to work, and you guys touched a nerve about the garbage conversation.
All right, Mal. What do you have to say about all this?
Quickly, when I lived in Des Moines, people dug through my garbage, and I even put a sign on there that said, there are no cans in here, don't dig. And they did.
Uh-huh.
And then last week in lovely Elkhart, I went to go bring my recycle can in that had been dumped. And I looked in, and somebody threw a whole bunch of cotton balls in there.
What?
What the hell? I mean, first of all, you've tainted the recycling process now. I can't dig in there to get the cotton balls out. I'm just furious. Who would throw cotton balls? Why? I thought a bunny exploded, which wouldn't surprise me in that sound. So anyway, just I don't want anybody touching my garbage, period. I don't care.
Right.
Stay away. Yep. Get your own garbage.
That's right.
All right.
And by the way, those cotton balls were another prank courtesy of Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Gotcha.
Oh, shocker.
Have a good one, Mal. See ya.
BFFs.
Most of the time.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.